letting my car warm up, you know. You know, we like to hear about what the attributes of God, where God is love and God is patient and all. But what about what God hates, you know? I'm going to talk about some of that today. We know God is love, so everything that God hates is because he's wanting the best for you, you know. God hates laziness. He hates it. He hates pride. God hates pride. God hates lack of faith. If you don't have faith in his son, any kind of faith, actually is rooted in faith in his son, because it all started with the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So any kind of faith that you have is rooted in faith in his son. You know, you have faith that you can go to work tomorrow. Why do you have faith that you can go to work? Get up out of bed. The fact that you think you can get out of bed, that's faith, you know. Faith that you can save $10 a week. Faith that you can get out of debt. Faith that you can eat today and chew your food. And faith that your blood vessels are going to, that your heart's going to pump the blood around. It's rooted in faith in Christ, because it all started in him. He hates pride because, think about it. Man is just a piece of clay in his natural minerals and clay. You're actually a rock creature. You know, you look at the cartoons and you got these rock creatures walking around. Well, that's what we are. We got minerals in our body, and if you don't have minerals, you have to drink some mineral water every once in a while, especially when it's hot outside, don't you? Or you pass out. And so, the heat and the cold will, you know, when it's really cold, you could die. When it's really hot, you could die. If you're not moving around, you're going to probably die. The weakness of the human body is crazy, but the power, the fact that it can go for 70 years is pretty amazing and walk around. You see these trees that outlive us, right? They're not able to move around, but they're able to make copies of themselves, because the seed comes off the tree and goes into the ground, you know. They can make copies of themselves. Everything's actually making a copy of itself. Bacteria, trees, grass. Everything's copying itself. So that's why the narcissist Jezebel, God hates, because what's happening with the narcissist Jezebel, they're trying to make a copy of them. They want you in bitterness and unforgiveness and all that, and God hates that. God hates bitterness. God hates unforgiveness. Be ye thankful, the Bible says, in all things. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, God doesn't want you to be miserable and unthankful and ungrateful and pathetic. You know, he don't want you to be lazy. He don't want you to be prideful. He doesn't want you to be comparing yourself with somebody else. He wants you to get in the Word and let the Word change you. The book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Proverbs, it'll all tell you what you need to know. You might try to go to these gurus. You might seek some truth from these gurus, right? You might even try to call me a guru, but that's fine if you want to do that. But it's not that I'm a guru. I'm just in meditation 24/7, 7 days a week, on God's word and his truth and the object lessons around me. I'm not anything special. I'm just doing what's normal to me. This is normal. You look at the trees. What's the object lesson? Tree, true, faithful, faith. You look at the cars beside you. What's the object lesson? They're vessels. There's transportation devices. Transport. What's your body? It's a transport device. You're transporting through time. Time is just a repeat cycle, nothing new under the sun. The Bible said it, we just didn't believe it. We didn't want to believe it. Because if you believe that you're just in a repeat every day, that destroys your whole worldview. But in a good way, it destroys your worldview that if every day's a repeat, why am I here? Because every day's a repeat so that you have the opportunity to live and learn and sharpen your spiritual man, your inner being, because the inner man is what it's about. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation process in the inner man. Because the outward stuff is just a repeat. Politics is the same. Everything's the same. You might get a new device, a new little smartphone, but it's still just a clay tablet, right? A smartphone is no different than a tablet. Yeah, you might make some money with it. You know, that's good. It's a tool to make money is pretty much all it is. It's a communication tool. And if it's a communication tool, it's a communion tool. Communion. And so be careful who you commune with, because if you commune with devils, you might end up like a devil. But if you commune with the saints, you end up like a saint, because the saints, iron sharpen iron, they push each other higher. A saint's going to push you higher. A devil's going to pull you down. Come on now. I'm serious. I know what I'm talking about because I was raised around them. You know, we were all devils to a degree. We were all, you know, if you're raised around the mindset of con artists and Jezebels and Delilahs and drunkards and drug heads, if you're raised around that, it's hard to not be affected by their thinking. But you got the word. You can escape it. And you can be responsible for your own thoughts. But if you're turning the music on, the worldly wisdom on, and you're saturating your mind with the world, the flesh, the pride of life, then you're going to think like them, and you're going to get a reflection back that's like that. God hates worldly wisdom. Think about that. God hates worldly wisdom because it's anti. It's worldly wisdom actually leads to self-worship and self-glory. Worldly wisdom is opposite of God, worshiping God and His truth. It's opposite of that.